In this bulletin, the federal government strongly condemns a deadly attack in Kabul. An Australian Air Force plane catches fire during exercises at an American military base. And Tasmanians head to the polls on March the 3rd. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The federal government has strongly condemned a deadly attack in Kabul carried out with an ambulance laden with explosives. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack, which killed at least 95 people. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has extended deepest sympathies to the families and friends of those affected. She says it highlights the continued threat posed by terrorist and insurgent groups to the people of Afghanistan. The Home Affairs Department's been put on notice to improve its citizenship processes following hundreds of complaints to the Commonwealth Ombudsman about delays. In a statement to SBS, the department denies there's a backlog despite a more than 400% spike in the number of people left waiting more than 2 years for the outcome of their application. The Refugee Council of Australia's Senior Policy Officer, Asher Hirsch, says the delays have had a big impact on refugees.
There was an intentional policy set for refugee communities that put their applications in a drawer and said, we're not going to process these applications for a number of months, even over a year. And it only affected the refugee communities while other applications went by as normal. We're looking at over a year, well over a year, sometimes 2 or 3 years and even up to 4 years in these delays.
A Royal Australian Air Force plane has caught fire during a training exercise at an airbase in Las Vegas. The incident involved an EA-18G Growler plane at the Nellis Air Force Base. No one was seriously injured and all military personnel are safe. The Australian Defence Department says it's working with the US Air Force to investigate the cause of the incident. Meanwhile, a Royal New Zealand Air Force plane searching for a missing ferry with 50 people on board has located a dinghy in the remote part of the South Pacific. The ferry has been missing in the islands of Kiribati for 8 days after it disappeared on a voyage from Non-Nuti Island to the capital South Tarawa, a 2-day trip. The New Zealand Defence Force says there are 7 people on board the dinghy, but it's not yet known whether there are ferry survivors. Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce has flagged possible changes to a landmark Pacific-wide trade deal, if needed, to bring the United States on board. Australia is among 11 nations that earlier this week agreed to a revived Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement after the US withdrew last year. Labor has criticised secrecy around the deal and wants the Productivity Commission to be allowed to analyse it. But Mr. Joyce has told Sky News he trusts the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. Tasmanian Premier Will Hodgman has warned against the risk of a minority government as he announced a state election for March the 3rd. The Liberals hold a majority of 15 seats in Parliament, but analysts say the balance of power could fall into the hands of the Greens or the Jackie Lambie network. The state's Labor leader, Rebecca White, says her party will not be part of a minority government.
We will not do any deals with any minor parties. We will not do any deals with the Greens. And we will not govern in minority. I want Tasmanians to know absolutely that if they want a change of government, if they want Labor to be government, they need to vote for majority Labor government and support our candidates to win.
KidSafe Victoria says with temperatures soaring in the state, leaving children unattended in cars could prove fatal. KidSafe Victoria General Manager Jason Chambers has told SBS Radio News tragedy can happen very quickly.
It's really important that children are never left unattended in cars. The temperature inside the car can get 20 to 30 degrees hotter than outside. So on a day like today, the temperature can be well over 60 degrees in a matter of minutes.
Ambulance Victoria figures show paramedics were called to more than 200 incidents involving children left unattended in cars last month alone. And to sport, in tennis, a titanic task awaits Marin Cilic in the Australian Open final, as he aims to become the first player to vanquish both Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal on the way to the title at Melbourne Park. 36-year-old Federer is an odds-on favourite to claim a remarkable 20th Grand Slam crown when he battles Croatian 6th seed Cilic in tonight's title decider. Cilic has told Channel 7 he's not underestimating the difficulty of the task ahead.
When it gets to quarterfinals, semifinals, finals, he's getting better and better and better and playing great tennis. So with him, it's always a big challenge.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, sunny a top of 30, Adelaide, shower 229, Melbourne, afternoon change with showers, a top of 35, Hobart, hot and humid, rain developing 30, Canberra, sunny 33, Wollongong, partly cloudy 27, partly cloudy also in Sydney, a top of 28, Newcastle, mostly sunny 26, Brisbane, possible shower, a top of 30, Cairns, much the same, a top of 31, and in Darwin, rain, possible heavy falls, 29. I'm Biwa Kwan. Stay connected with SBS News online and on social.